Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and we've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland and got some updates on stuff that's going on over there in Ukraine, none of it, which sounds very good. Anyway, Larry, how are you doing? Other than baking alive.
Trying to stay cool to some degree. It's really hot.
Yeah, it seems like the United States is definitely under attack. Some of the headlines are scary. Reminds me of the Jeremiah drought and Deuteronomy and dust storms and all of the bad stuff that happens to a nation that forgets God. Anyway, what's the latest? You've been really monitoring this. You get Hal Turner's updates, et cetera. What is going on over there?
Well, what's interesting, all of this seemed to begin to hype up when Biden sent over some of the U.S. HIMARS weapon systems to Ukraine to use against Russia. And they've had considerable success really slamming the Russian troops, you know, with that, and also destroying some of the ammo dumps and depots, you know, with that Russia was using. And then this seems to be tying in a little bit with the earlier information we had where NATO had a secret plan, and of course we've talked about that, of sending back in 10,000 Ukrainians they were training to fight, and embedded them with NATO and NATO armor and sending some NATO in right behind those in to attack a blitzkrieg attack, if you want to use that term, to slam the Russians out of Crimea and Luhansk and Donetsk. So with that being said, this thing is ramped up more and more. Now, oddly enough, yesterday Hal Turner released one, and some of this I just can't vet. It's too sensitive to vet it. You know, I don't have the capability to vet some of this stuff. But yesterday, Hal Turner had covert intel alert up, said U.S. Embassy warning all Americans should leave Ukraine immediately, U.S. nuclear bombs being moved, deployed. And then later he posted another one, and this one is subscribers only restricted, but I'll read it to the folks. I mean, they can take it for whatever it says. And anyway, it says, intelligence sources, U.S. B-61-12 mini nuclear bombs used for first strike being deployed to bases in Italy, Belgium, Germany, and Netherlands. It appears Europe will be the front line in a nuclear confrontation with Russia. Nuclear bombs will be deployed almost immediately to Europe. And that began to happen. And then also, you know, we had the data where we find that Hal Turner also posted subscribers only, covert intel. The West now gives ultimatum to Ukraine President Zelensky. And remember, you know, Biden was really pushing Zelensky to attack Russia everywhere. Remember that?
Yep. Oh, yes.
And,
yep.
Anyway, one of the there's a town in northern Donetsk called Slovenoksk, and anyway, it says the collective West has told Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky that if his army troops lose Slovenoksk, all the Western weapons shipments and aid to Ukraine will be cut off. So basically, he's under the guns now. This Slovenoksk, Ukraine. It's actually a city in northern Donetsk Oblast. It's the northern part of that region up towards Kiev. So, and they're fighting for it right now. So with that being said, and you interrupt me anywhere you want to, But, you know, interestingly, let me see if I can find my note here. Here it is. Basically, Q Alert News today says Russian military given formal order directive to target Ukraine's long-range weapons from the U.S., especially targeting the U.S. HIMARS weapon systems. And one of their generals put that one out. Now, the other one that's kind of strange, and as you know, Russia had intelligence that NATO and Ukraine was going to do a blitzkrieg attack. They were going to hit their southern areas, those ports near Crimea and all. Well, listen to this. Listen to this one very close. Hal Turner, Covert Intel Restricted, says overnight, Russian Navy began naval pullback of its warships out of Crimea base at Novorossiysk, and the Russian Black Sea Fleet left Sevastopol and believing that Ukraine and others about to launch a strike on Russian naval facilities at those ports. So Russia now has pulled all their warships out to sea. They're getting ready. It looks like, Stuart, Ukraine's been set up for a possibly a tactical nuclear or other bombing field. I mean, it looks like Ukraine's going to catch it, and that it reminds me of that prophecy you talked about where that part of Russia along the Ukraine border, you know, but Donetsk and Luhansk and all that region in Crimea turn out to be toast.
Yeah, nuclear wasteland, more or less. See, folks, in case you're not totally aware, because we have new listeners all the time, Crimea is Russian territory. And the West, the U.S. and NATO, say that Crimea is Ukrainian territory. And so it's a war over territory. Now, Dmitry Medvedev has said over and over again, if you keep this up, we're going to have a problem. And that's being polite. West pushing to put brakes on Russia out of envy and fear, according to Medvedev. And he's got some other. Medvedev says Russia's operation in Ukraine is preventive self-defense. And that's not a lie. That actually is true. Russia cannot ignore threats coming from NATO. Medvedev slams the Kiev regime as irrational and foretells its collapse. Medvedev threatens Ukrainian leadership with a massive strike should Kiev attack Crimea. Medvedev warns of Ukraine of doomsday in case of its attack on Crimea. So the rhetoric is building. And he's not going to be saying those things without Putin saying it's okay to say those things. So here
we are.
Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was going to say you're exactly right. And here's today's Medvedev. Yahoo News put it out. That's mainstream news. And this is today, Russia's Medvedev warns an attack on Crimea will ignite a Judgment Day response after Ukraine reported is in prep for a U.S. HIMARS weapons attack upon Crimea. So we seem to be getting there.
Yeah. The rhetoric is building, and never before in the history of the world have we been seeing or hearing major leaders like Putin, Biden, UK, whatever, talking about nuclear war and the likelihood that it's probably going to happen. And you may remember that Putin said that to the press one time. He said, World War III is coming, and there's nobody can stop it. And Obama said the same thing. He said, World War III was coming, and nobody can stop it. It's in the cards. It's going to be played. It's part of, and it's in Bible prophecy. There's no question that the United States is attacked with nuclear weapons. And I'm not talking about little suitcase nukies either. I'm talking about major high yield nuclear weapons. And we should also take note of the fact that the largest submarine in the world, built by the Russians, carrying the Poseidon nuclear torpedo, has put to sea. And also, I'm convinced myself anyway, you got the Israeli situation and Iran, who just recently announced they have the means now to make a nuclear bomb. Well, I think they already have one and probably have more than one. We're heading into the final alignment that the Lord wants. He said, my hand is stretched out upon all the nations of the world, and nobody's going to stop me. And so we're watching God align the nations to destroy human civilization and set up the world again for another round with King David and Jesus in control of the next 1,000 years. We're watching all of this play out, and it's all biblical. It's all in the prophecies. All you got to do is study and figure out who's who. And that's one of the reasons I think the American Christian is going to be blindsided, is that all the lies they're being told by so-called Christian scholars, prophetic people, who will tell you that America's not even in Bible prophecy. And on and on they go. Well, unfortunately, that's not true. America is deeply involved in latter-day prophecy, just as Israel is. And it's coming down, folks. It's coming down very rapidly now. Things are really starting to ramp up. What do you got, Larry, else you want to talk about? We got a couple, 3 minutes left.
Okay. I thought I'd mention real quick, because if people haven't looked, there's sunspots all over the sun right now. The sun is really hammering Earth, and Space Weather just put out a post, said, and it's on my blog today, huge solar prominence might be coming apart as part of its structure seems to fly away from the sun, but if it crashes and collapses, we're just watching. And so they say that. That was yesterday evening, and it's still going on. It's massive, and it's on the rim of the sun, but it's coming our way. And they just put out another one a while ago, Space Weather, says crack opens in Earth's geomagnetic field on July the 19th, allowing the solar wind to enter the planet's magnetosphere. And we're having weather that's, that is enhanced by, I believe, the sun's activity. Stuart,
yes.
This is almost, it reminds you of an end-time book.
Yep. We're in the end times. We're so close to Daniel's 70th week. I know a lot of people don't believe that, but we are, I think, and I think it'll be proven out that we are. And the food supplies are getting hammered. The sun is really acting up. There's drought. There's floods. There's hail. All kinds of things that are damaging crops, not only just here, but around the world. And the world is under judgment. And especially the United States is under judgment. Folks, you can't give the Lord the finger and get away with it for very long. He's not going to tolerate it. And we are a very evil nation in spite of what people think. And our problem is we're hypocritical. We try to pretend how godly we are when we're not. Better to be cold, Jesus says, and hot, but never lukewarm. And that's a message to the Christians anyway. Last word, Larry.
Yeah, interestingly, you can't find the word repentance anywhere, but we keep seeing the American people wink at God, and you're not going to fool him.
Nope. It's coming down, and it's just going to get worse. People are already in a lot of trouble. Poor folks, you know, they're being blindsided. This is all willful. It's all delivered by global deep state. And they're going to pay a horrific price for what they're doing, but they're too stupid, evidently, to know that. They'll figure it out, though, in a very short time. Anyway, we'll come back on tomorrow night, and take care. Heads up. who knows what's coming next down the road. Thanks a lot, Larry. Take care.